You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Tuesday morning, 7:44 in the studio this morning, and we have friends from Lutheran Elementary School Association in studio with me this morning. A fun event coming up. Susan Amundson and Kit Obel, glad to have you here in the studio this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Andy. It's great to be here.
So Lutheran Elementary School Association, for our listeners who are not familiar with LESA, which I don't know how you could not be familiar, but what is Lutheran Elementary School Association? What's the work of LESA?
Well, Andy, we are a resource organization to 35 Lutheran schools in the metropolitan St. Louis area, four of those being our high schools and 31 elementary schools. We serve our schools by providing families with tuition assistance to help them be able to afford the tuition burden that many families are suffering with today. And then we also support the educational integrity of our schools by providing professional development for our administrators and our teachers, curriculum guide development, and student services.
And just had a professional development day for teachers in the St. Louis area, right?
We did. We had about 450 Lutheran educators attend a STEAM, and that's science, technology, engineering, math, and then STEAM is adding the arts to that program at the St. Louis Science Center about a week and a half ago.
You didn't have any fun, though, at that, did you?
Oh, no. There's never anything fun about learning and growing and getting to experiment and innovation. I think they had a wonderful time, and I think they all learned a lot, regardless of what discipline they were teaching.
Why is it important for us to have this kind of support for our Lutheran schools, for our teachers, for our families who want their children to participate in Lutheran schools, but both this support in terms of continuing education for our teachers, professional development, and for that family?
Well, of course, you know, getting our children into Lutheran schools is, the first step in many children's lives and having a relationship with Jesus Christ. So, you know, our Lutheran schools exist because they share Christ in everything that they do. So the Christian faith with a Lutheran doctrinal focus is integrated into every subject area. So, you know, giving some kids the opportunity to be in our schools is so important to many children. And it also strengthens the faith life of children who are also members of Lutheran congregations. And then, of course, we want our schools to be cutting edge. You know, we want our students to be well prepared spiritually and academically to move on in their lives and to be Christian servants in our community.
Absolutely. So it takes some behind the scenes work for things like this to be able to provide this support. And this is where Kit comes in. Kit's in Brew in the Loo mode here. We've got Brew in the Loo coming up very soon. And this is this the biggest event, would you say?
It is the largest event in terms of the attendance. We are capping this event at 2,100 people.
Is that all? Only 2,100?
2,100. And it's our fourth year, and each year it seems to grow by several hundred people. So we're blessed, and it's a fundraiser that supports the programs that Sue has talked about in terms of tuition assistance and professional development and helping keeping Lutheran education affordable for all families.
Does anybody know where the Brew in the Loo idea began?
It began with Kit. We started many years ago with just a very small wine tasting, and I'll let Kit, you know, I know she doesn't really like to take credit for things, but she has really grown this.
I would defer it to volunteers. I don't think any of this is possible without volunteers. We are in need of 100 volunteers to execute this event, and we're still short by 20 or 30 volunteers. So anyone listening out there who would like to volunteer and have fun and support Lutheran education, please call us.
Definitely.
So what happens at Brew in the Loo? What are some of the things going on at Brew in the Loo that might be a draw for folks?
Well, it is a tasting, a sampling event, and we have over 100 vendors who will be participating, sampling everything from beer, wine, coffee, spirits, and food. And in addition to that, there are vendors who will be selling crafts and different merchandise.
So it'll be a fun event. Now, in the past, how many folks have come out for this event?
Last year we were at 1,600.
Mm-hmm. And this year we're aiming for about 2,100.
Correct.
lots of fun. You know, food and drink and getting together to support Lutheran elementary schools, Lutheran high schools, Lutheran education is... It's a win-win situation. Everybody gets together, has fun, enjoys some good fellowship and time around food and drink, and also Lutheran schools are winning as well because of it.
That's absolutely right. You know, this event has grown. I think our first year we had 400 guests, and as Kit said, we're preparing for 2,100 in beautiful Francis Park. The location has changed this year, so we're excited about the new venue. I think we'll have a lot of attention from the general St. Louis community, too. And that's another thing, Andy, that we're trying to do with this event is to make the St. Louis community aware that Lutheran education is an option for families of all different faith backgrounds, and certainly for families who have no faith background and no church home. We'd love to be able to serve those families as well. And this is a good opportunity to get Lutheran education in front of the St. Louis community.
And St. Louis, we love to get together for food and drink, and so that's certainly one way to draw a St. Louis audience, isn't it? We're a city that likes food and drink. We like to get together for festivities like this, especially October type things.
It has been a very galvanizing event for our community, both Lutheran and non-Lutheran.
Right.
It's a very good event. I would like to add that our entertainment includes the Blue Cat Noodlers, and you know who the lead banjo player is in that band, President Matthew Harrison. So we're pleased to have them participate. And also the Deutschmeister German Brass Band, which is an 18-piece band who comes along with costumed German dancers. And it's just a very good time.
Can we talk about the food? Because I'm excited about the food.
Yes.
I saw some new stuff on the lineup this year.
We have the Stellar Hog, which is a new restaurant opening and happens to be a Lutheran high school, Lutheran elementary
school,
alum.
Yes.
We also have another alum family in Apocalypse Grill from our Redeemer in Overland. Vernon's Barbecue, Gobblestop Smokehouse,
Bootlegging Barbecue,
and Farm to You Market, Todd Giesert out of Washington, Missouri.
Excellent.
So, and we've created something new this year in terms of a bratwurst battle. So we have a competition for the best brat, and LeGrand's Market and Matiker's Meat Market. We have several entries there.
Did I see, I thought I read somewhere Swiss Meats is coming this year.
Swiss Meats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's favorite, Swiss Meats. Yes.
They have been the official brat of Brew in the Loo now for what, this is, I think, their third year.
Correct.
So we're excited to have them back.
And you don't have to make the long drive all the way out to Swiss, Missouri.
Right.
Correct.
For the listeners, if you haven't had a brat from Swiss Meats, you need to come out to Brew in the Loo and try one of the brats. How would you describe it? Well, I don't know if you're brat fans or not.
We are.
I'm a big fan.
I think it's one of the best brats I've ever had, honestly.
It is very flavorful, moist.
Have you had the mushroom Swiss brat?
We have.
I have not had a chance
that's
to have
my
that
favorite.
One. I have to try it this year.
The mushroom Swiss brat. It's my favorite from there. Maybe they'll have some at Brew in the Loo.
They
have like 80 varieties or something like that. So
it seems that's the trend in bratwurst right now. Mm-hmm. Lots of different flavors.
Varieties, very unique. Yeah, identification for different meat makers.
We also have a chili cook-off.
A chili cook-off, too. It's October, right?
And we invite area churches and groups to participate either in the bratwurst battle or the chili cook-off. We have a few restaurants including Chili Mac Diner, Bootleg and Barbecue, that will also participate in the chili cook-off. And again, it's a wonderful way to support Lutheran education.
Absolutely. And a lot of fun, too.
Very much fun.
The location again this year?
Francis Park in the city of St. Louis. It's in South St. Louis. If you're familiar with Ted Drew's on Chippewa, it's the park located behind Ted Drew's at Nottingham and Donovan.
All right.
Very close to one of our member churches and schools. Word of Life Lutheran School is very close to that, and Ascension Lutheran Church anchors one of the four corners of that park. So it's a beautiful setting. Again, I think we'll have a lot of participation from the community in this new setting.
How do we need to register for this event? How do we get tickets for this?
Yes. Wristbands are handed out the day of the event at registration. However, you can purchase a wristband through our website at lesastl.org, or you may call 314-200-0797. They are $40 per wristband and are all-inclusive of unlimited samples of food and drink. And that price will increase to $50 the day of the event. So we encourage individuals to purchase in advance.
And what does this, by purchasing a ticket for, or wristband for Brew in the Lou, how, paint a picture for us of how this supports Lutheran elementary or Lutheran education?
Well, Andy, the funds that we raise at this event, as well as the funds that are raised throughout our direct mail appeals, our spring auction, they support the programming that Lisa does. So the dollars that you are paying for that wristband at Brew in the Lou will go to support the tuition assistance scholarships that our families receive to help them afford the cost of Lutheran education. As Kit said, we want to make it affordable for all families. It supports our professional development programs for the teachers and administrators, our curriculum guide development, student service programming that we do. Really, you are directly helping children when you buy a wristband for Brew in the Lou.
Outstanding. All right, so lesastl.org is the place to find information, or that phone number again?
314-200-0797.
And that brings them to you?
Correct.
All right, and Kit will get you set up with some wristbands for Brew in the Lou. I encourage you to go check out the website, though, and just see the lineup of who's going to be there in terms of food for sampling and all the fun. There's a lot of information on here, so much we can't pack it in our time here on the air. What are you looking forward to most, Kit, this year at Brew in the Lou? What's the highlight for you?
The new neighborhood, meeting new people. You know, we've worked with the city of St. Louis, has been wonderful to us. And just, you know, keeping our Lutheran heritage alive in this community is going to be important to us.
Sue, how about you? What are you looking forward to this time around?
Oh, I think, you know, the fellowship, Andy, is so important. You know, so many people look forward to this event. You know, they ask us throughout the year, when will this take place? And can't wait to be there. You know, and that fellowship then just fosters the Lutheran, our, as Kit said, our heritage. And then again, that opportunity to share with our St. Louis area friends and neighbors that mm-hmm. Lutheran schools exist and they can serve children, you know, throughout our entire region. So it's a great opportunity for outreach.
And as you mentioned earlier, how convenient, so close to Ascension and Word of Life that
yes.
Folks, you know, that there's this close proximity.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
People can realize that, recognize that Lutheran schools are in neighborhoods. We're in the communities. There might be a Lutheran school right next door to you, or, you know, right down the street or close proximity. You might not even realize it. This is a great way for some visibility for our Lutheran schools in the St. Louis area.
Absolutely.
And we'll have a little fun doing it, too. Now I'm hungry. I'm ready for a brat. Did you bring any brats for me to sample this morning?
I can next week.
We will have just a few, I think.
Oh, I'm just teasing you. Well, I'm excited about this event. Coming up on, what's the date and time again?
Saturday, October 15th from 1 to 5 at Francis Park around the Lily Pond.
Around the Lily Pond. Now, how long have you had that memorized? You've been saying it, what, for several months now?
I have, since July.
Since July. October 15th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Francis Park by the Lily Pond. Check it out and support Lutheran education. Anything else coming up with Lutheran Elementary School Association this year that maybe anything else you want us to be looking out for?
Well, we have our administrator professional development coming up.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. Our school principals will be hard at work learning and mm-hmm. growing in their vocation. And then, of course, we have our dinner auction, which will be held next April.
April 22nd, save the date.
So we're looking forward to that. And as soon as Brew in the Lou is over, we'll be preparing for that.
So you might have worked up an appetite after Brew in the Lou, huh? Saved up a little bit of time and worked up an appetite by the time you're done with Brew in the Lou.
Indeed. And Andy, there is one thing I did want to mention, that through Brew in the Lou, any gifts that we receive that are dedicated to scholarships will be matched 2-1, which is a very meaningful match thanks to a wonderful donor we have.
Thank you both for being here this morning. God's blessings.
God's blessings to you, Andy. Thank you.